frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
In Sunderland and terribly cross in Kent, they're dull in Hull and the Isle of Man is seething with discontent. They're nervous in Northumberland and Devon is down the drain. They're filled with wrath on the Firth, the Forth and Sullen on Salisbury Plain. In Dublin they're depressed, lads, maybe because they're Celts, for Drake is going west, lads, and so is everyone else. Hooray, 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 misery's on the way. There are bad times just around the corner. There are dark clouds hurtling through the sky, and it's no good whining about a silver lining, for we know from experience that they won't roll by. With a scowl and a frown, we'll keep our peckers down and prepare for depression and doom and dread. We're going to unpack our troubles from our old kit bag and wait until we drop down dead. There are bad times just around the corner. The horizon's gloomy as can be. There are blackbirds over the greyish cliffs of Dover, and the rats are preparing to leave the BBC. We're an unhappy breed, and very bored indeed when reminded of something that Nelson said. And while the press and the politicians nag, 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 we'll wait until we drop down dead. From Colwyn Bay to Kettering, they're sobbing themselves to sleep. The shrieks and wails in the Yorkshire dales have even depressed the sheep. In rather vulgar lettering, a very disgruntled group have posted bills on the Cotswold Hills to prove that we're in the soup. While begging Kipling's pardon, there's one thing we know for sure. If England is a garden, we ought to have more manure. Hooray, 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 suffering and dismay. There are bad times just around the corner, and the outlook's absolutely vile. There are home fires smoking from Windermere to Woking, and we're not going to tighten our belts and smile, smile, smile at the sound of the shot. We'd just as soon as not to take a hot water bottle and go to bed. We're going to untense our muscles till they sag, 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 and wait until we drop down dead. There are bad times just around the corner. We can all look forward to despair. It's as clear as crystal from Bridlington to Bristol that we can't save democracy, and we don't much care if the reds and the pinks believe that England stinks and that world revolution is bound to spread. We'd better all learn the lyrics of the old red flag and wait until we drop down dead. I like the story, land of hope and glory. Wait till we drop down dead.
Hooray, hooray, suffering and dismay. There are bad times just around the corner. And with this mood in mind, we have a new feature. The comedy spot has gone, and due to overwhelming demand, DJ Tadpole is back. He'll tell you about that later. So that was Noel Coward, and There Are Bad Times Just Around the Corner. And this is Sundowner with We Drift Eternal.
Mm-hmm. grow apart. We drift like continents. Do we know who we are? Live truth or consequence? My chasing storms, dark clouds on the horizon. I think I'm getting warm, so much closer to my origins. La-dee-da. Now forever, I'll walk the flattest line. But I'm the one and only, was an emperor of loneliness. I got no time for enemies, I'm the maker of my destiny. La-dee-da.
Next is The Wild, and a track from the current album, Dreams Are Maps, called There's a Darkness, But There's Also a Light.
I used to kill myself to feel like I was alive. But since I lost you, friend, I learned it was a lie. All those walls we built so tall and wide, it's a coward's way to be alive. Well, the last few years I've been going out of my mind, trying to grow up and not feel old at the same time. I hid the pain that lived inside. I was hopeless, you gave me a reason to fight.
like some book that I read as a kid and could imagine a thousand ways for it to end.
But I know you can't shed that skin without shutting up your tears. So all the stars I want to disappear, I know you'll be right here. And to the wolves I'll scream low, in your name like a flame. Oh, you taught me to never be ashamed.
Now from Sunday Soon, it's Skin and Bones with Pot Smoker.
Fence and a perfect lawn in a Christian town with a little dog. Never appealed to me much at all. You can change the world with a song. You tried before, your cause is long and gone. I'm gonna move to a farm and never mow my lawn. Spend all my days in the sun. California, here I come. And I'm a pot smoker and a drug taker and a deadbeat. I'm a lawbreaker, I'm a soul searcher, contamination to be put out. Whoa, 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 whoa. So have your fortune told, time again, you're gonna have to go out. Rabbit, my friend, barefoot while you're young. And hum, as we may grow old and bitter at the world. Out of all the fishes in the sea, how did I find you? How did you find me? I know your parents won't agree. It's just society, California. I hope you don't judge me. I'm a pot smoker and a drug taker and a deadbeat loser and a dropout. I'm a lawbreaker, I'm a soul searcher, contamination. And I'm never gonna drive my car again. Ride old motorcycles and be in a state. Step in Hotel 6, I'm about to eat. Get back on that concrete grass to see how long this lifestyle lasts. My brain's apologizing to my body for what I've before. Spend all my money on some whiskey and I'm sleeping on my body's floor. And I woke up to this voice in my ear saying, get up on out of here. My brain's apologizing to my body for the night before. If
you haven't heard Hellsong's new album, These Are Evil Times, then illegally download it now. And to encourage you to do just that, here is the track Animal Army.
the turtle doves too. The outsourced are my cronies and the mental ill too. Cause anyone who believes exponential growth can go on forever in a finite world is either a madman or an idiot. Are we the ones forced to run between their jobs to make a living? Are we the ones who give the lives for a cause so much bigger than a free trade? World, world. Cause anyone who believes exponential growth can go on forever in a finite world is either a madman or an idiot. Cause anyone who believes exponential growth can go on forever in a finite world is either a madman or an economist.
Next from the 1980 album Crazy Rhythms by the Feelies, it's The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness. Thank you. yeah! I don't know the Feelies, but if that was in any way typical of their sound, I must check them out. Another fabulous album is Siren Song, and this is Harvey, and it's by Zazie.
The door slams, my people are gone. Today again I'll be alone. Food and drinks in the corner, exactly enough for one day. They've switched on the big black TV. They think it brings comfort to me. At noon, someone takes me outside. So I smell the fresh wind and sing in the rain. Harvey, Harvey, where is your good morning spark? Harvey, Harvey, he must have run off in the dark. My people take good care of me. They teach me there's nice things to see. They put a chair for me under the window, so I see the seasons, they change every day. Harvey, Harvey, where is your good morning spark? Harvey, Harvey, he must have run out.
Listening to In the Window without Uncle Buffo, but with the two traitors, DJ Frogs and Tadpole, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and no Uncle Buffo.
And there is no need to wait any longer. Here is Tadpole.
Over the next few weeks, I shall be playing some reports from foreign correspondents, but not on the prevailing news topics, but rather observations and reflections on what daily life is like where they have been posted. This piece is by BBC reporter John Pickford, who was far out in the Pacific on Christmas Island in July.
Main Camp, the name is all that's left of the British military headquarters of 50 years ago. Christmas Island's only hotel, the Captain Cook, stands there now. The searing east wind still blows, and the ocean swell booms ceaselessly on the reef, like a distant train in a tunnel. There's a ruined church of coral rock close by. An inscription, etched in cement, invites church notices. Who pinned up the last one, and what did it say? Christmas Island has gone through a lot of change since then. It's now part of the oceanic state of Kiribati, with a capital in distant Tarawa, a day's flight away via Fiji. And it has a new name, Kiritimati. The people of Kiribati, formerly the Gilbert Islands, have difficulty pronouncing the letter S, so Christmas becomes Kritmat, Kiritimati. A new name is born. Most significant is the increase in the human population, now approaching 10,000. There are more vehicles today than there were people in 1958. Concerns have been raised about the island's ability to cope due to its unreliable water supply, but the Kiribati government has continued to encourage resettlement from overcrowded Tarawa. Some fear this poses a 21st century threat to Christmas Island's environment. There are new schools, a bank, and even a small hospital. I spoke to a tired-looking doctor, the island's obstetrician. How many babies in a week? Oh, not many, she said. About 10. Well, that's 500 in a year. But for others connected with this island, time has stood still. Trevor Butler, now 75, went out aged 20 as a sapper with the Royal Engineers. After his return, he developed a cataract in his right eye, and for much of his life he's been trying and failing to get compensation from the Ministry of Defence for what he alleges was harmful exposure to radiation during his military service. I met him in a bleak shopping centre in York just before I left for Christmas Island. Trevor's a vigorous, determined man and still fascinated by the island, and he asked me if I'd see if there was anything remaining of the structures he'd helped build during his time there. A few weeks later, I'm on Kiritimati in a truck heading south. To my left is the deep blue of the ocean, and to my right, saltbush scrub to the horizon, a rich green after recent rain. The road is remarkably good, considering it's 50 years old. Then I remember Trevor telling me they added cement to the tarmac to help it set. I'm with William from the Wildlife Department, and we're driving to the remote southeast tip of the island, once ominously called the Forward Zone. It was high in the atmosphere over this area, or just offshore, that the bombs were detonated, and for decades it was sealed off. William traps feral cats out here. They're a threat to the seabird colonies, and he says he's seen something I might find interesting. We've driven fast for 2 hours. This is the biggest coral atoll on Earth, but now slow to a walking pace. It's the birds. Sooty terns. Tens of thousands of them, in the air and on the ground. A glorious, teeming, deafening cacophony. Did they really explode an atom bomb over this? Well, they did. And there must have been a moment after the flash when there was silence. William stops the truck and we begin walking into the scrub. It's taller than we are, so it's like entering a maze. What we're looking for has something to do with the giant tethers that were constructed for a couple of the atom bombs, which were suspended from balloons and detonated, rather than dropped as airbursts from planes. The sun's setting, and I'm a bit worried we're lost, when William calls out, "Here!" It's a massive slab of concrete, about 50 metres square, with huge rusted steel rings set into it. I suddenly think of Trevor with his shovel, stripped to the waist in his army shorts, like in the photos he showed me. There was a major clean-up of remaining military debris in 2006, but this looks unmovable. The thing is so extraordinary, and in some respects so bizarre, in that wild, bleak place, that you can't help but be impressed. You wonder what a visitor from space might make of it, or an archaeologist in 500 years with no knowledge of our civilization. You'd have to explain so much that there was something called a Cold War going on, and a once great imperial power was struggling to keep up.
You are not sure where Christmas Island is. It's right on the equator, about 1,400 miles south of Hawaii. And there will be more next time, but now back to frogs.
And here and now is here and now. See what I did there? And this time... Now, just because I want to say it, here is Sillet Gangbang by Rectal Smegma. And because when I first heard the next track, I thought she was singing Kiss Ass, Kiss Ass, Kiss Ass. It's Pink Martini with Quiz Ass, Quiz Ass, Quiz Ass.
Siempre que te pregunto si algún amor escondes y tú siempre me respondes quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo te sé esperando. Estando quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando por lo que más tú quieras. ¿Hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así pasan los días y yo te sé esperando y tú, tú contestando quizás, quizás, quizás.
Yeah, yeah, yes, and the title track from the album Mosquito. Something About a Boat by Jimmy Buffett.
Something about a boat sitting on the sea, out there in the wind, floating on the free. Take around the world, bring you back home, gives a man hope. Something about a boat, something about an old guitar, and the way it still sings after all the smoky bars and the broken strings. Played a million songs, broke a lot of hearts, made some people stars. Something about an old guitar. Ain't it crazy how something seems like nothing at all? Take a big old room, make it seem so small. Seeing windows where there are walls makes a whole lot of something out of nothing at all. Something about your dog sitting by your side. If you had a bad day, she ain't gonna run and hide. Just a wagging that tail, grinning that grin. Something about my dog makes her my best friend. Ain't it crazy how something seems like nothing at all? Take a big old run, make it seem so small. Seeing windows where there are walls makes a whole lot of something out of nothing at all. Makes a whole lot of something out of nothing at all. Something about a dog, something about an old guitar, something about a boat gives a man hope.
And from boats to planes, in fact a small plane, from the long overdue new album from Bill Callahan.
To take me up, I watched and learned how to fly. No navigation system beyond our eyes, watching always went wrong in the same place where the river splits towards the sea. That couldn't possibly be you and me. Sometimes you sleep while I take us home. That's when I know we really have a home. I never liked to land. Getting back up seems impossibly grand. We do it with ease. Danger, I never think of danger. I really am a lucky man. I really am a lucky man, flying this small plane. I like it when I take the controls from you, and when you take the controls from me. I really am a lucky man. I really am a lucky man, flying this small plane. I scan the path ahead and all around.
Now, to celebrate the Eucharist of Sodomy, here is Spiritual Front.
Storm, throw your blades, unleash your fist.
Well, they seem to have finished. If you'd like to help out a poor tired old toad, why not email Mr. Rick at this station and ask, nay, demand, that the comedy spot is reinstated and that those two backstabbing bastards are brought back under control and that you, the listeners, are given the professional entertainment that you so richly deserve. There is enough trouble and misery in the world without a tired old hippie and an arrogant, know-nothing young whippersnapper harping on about people you don't care about in a part of the world you've never heard of, causing further disturbance and anxiety. Who do these people think they are, arbitrarily cutting what was quite frankly the best bit of this torrid piece of self-serving rubbish? At this very time, the station is having a fundraising campaign. You should withhold your money until I, Uncle Buffo, am reinstated to the position that I so humbly held, bringing you...
It's all right, I'll pay you the amount.
Good. Now, Tad, it's agreed. As long as you give me £5 a week, you get to do whatever you want for up to 8 minutes of the show.
Okay, Frogs. Is it a microphone,
though? Oh, crap.